types of sunnah there. In page number 133, hadith number 287, وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخفف الركعتين اللتين قبل صلاة الصبح حتى إني أقول أقرأ بأم الكتاب. متفق عليه. This hadith which reported by Aisha, mother of the believers, one of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well, Imam Muslim, rahmatullah alayhima, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make the two rak'ah sunnah before Fajr prayer, the morning prayer, so short that I would wonder, did he recite Fatiha, the mother of the book, or no? And you know, there is no salah without reciting Fatiha. But the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam make it so light, so short, compared to the regular prayer that he stay hours and hours in it, okay, when you compare something that take 5 minutes to something take hour and a half, okay, that will make her wonder, did he recite? But for sure he recited Fatiha. But she tried to describe it that he used to be short, that he didn't stay hours in it, okay? But for sure that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the Fatiha. But that means he didn't stay too long in this two rak'at, which before the morning prayer, before the obligatory prayer. Hadith number 288, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قرأ في ركعتي الفجر قل يا أيها الكافرون وقل هو الله أحد. رواه مسلم. الحمد لله. This is good hadith, and as I said, sometimes when we study this hadith, that we need to collect all the hadith that comes in one subject so you can understand. Okay? Otherwise, if you take one hadith only from the subject, you may get confused. So you found that hadith number 288, it gives you more understanding about hadith number 287. Although that both of them different narrators, one reported by Aisha and one reported by Abu Huraira. And it shows you that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Salat al-Fajr, okay, the optional two rak'at before the morning prayer, what did he recite? قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ and قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. And now you can understand why Aisha was wondering, did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read Fatiha? No, because he recited so short surah. Okay? Something will take about 3, 4, 5 minutes. Okay? So, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had recited قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ and surah قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ in the optional prayer before the morning prayer. حديث 289 عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صلى ركعتي الفجر اضجع على شقه الأيمن. رواه البخاري. This is the collection of الإمام البخاري narrated by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, that used to be the habit or the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after he performed the two optional prayer of Fajr, he will lean on the side, in his side, okay? He will lean on his right side until the time for Iqama. Now regardless if he was in his house or regardless if he was in the Musalla, it is a sunnah. It is not a must. The Prophet ﷺ used to do it, okay? And if you do it with the intention of following the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, you get the reward. But make sure that you don't go sleep now while you taking this resting before the time for Iqama. Hadith number 290, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا صلى أحدكم الركعتين قبل صلاة الصبح فليضجع على جنبه الأيمن. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه. 242. This hadith is authentic and in the collection of Imam Ahmad and Sunan Abu Dawood at-Tirmidhi. Okay, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that when one of you prays the two optional, yarhamukallah, before the morning, the two optional prayer before the morning prayer, let him lean or lay down on his right side. Okay, so it's not only the Prophet ﷺ is to do it, but the Prophet ﷺ also had recommended to do this zahra. You understand now? On the right side. Yeah. The next hadith which reported by Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, قال Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Salatul layl masna masna, فإذا خشي أحدكم الصبح صلى ركعة واحدة توتر له ما قد صلى. متفق عليه. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us about the manner of the tahajjud prayer. Called tahajjud prayer, salat al-layl, qiyam al-layl. Because it takes a struggle, jihad, for you to get up, the comfortable bed, especially if it has massager in it, or is a water bed, nice and warm, okay. You need to struggle against yourself to get out of this bed. Or you have a nice moving hammock, okay, going right and left, okay, and you sleep like a baby, okay. So now for you to get out of this, you need jihad, need a struggle to get out of your bed, called tahajjud, okay. So the tahajjud and qiyam al-layl is what, how to do it? Mathna, mathna, means two, two, two. It's not like the Dhuhr prayer. It's not like the Asr prayer. It's not like the Maghrib prayer. It's what? Two, taslim out. Two, and taslim out. And if you think that you'll be approached by the daybreak, now what you're supposed to do? Now you pray the odd number prayer, what you call witr. Okay? This is what you call witr. That you pray one rak'ah. If he feels that the dawn prayer is due, he should then offer one rak'ah, which will make an odd number what he has been praying. Okay? And there is another narration, say Salatul Layli Wannahari Masna Masna. And there is a lot of talk among the scholars concerning this other version. But Sheikh Nasir al-Din al-Albani, Hafizahullah, had said that this authentic. I'm only referring this because there is a lot of discussion concerning the scholar about the day prayer also, okay? They say that the word of day is not a part of the hadith, okay? But it is inshallah. So that means this hadith is only all the chapter we're talking about, it's talking about the optional prayer. We are not talking about any obligatory, but we're talking only about optional, voluntarily prayer. That is what? To salam out. Regardless you pray by day or you pray by night. Next hadith, which reported by Abu Huraira, this hadith number 292. Oh boy. I don't think we're going to make it. Inshallah. I'll try to speed up, but I'm scared I'm getting ticket now. See, I'm not going to do it. So, let's take our time. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الصلاة بعد الفريضة صلاة الليل أخرجه مسلم حديث نمبر 292 page 134 reported by أبو هريرة may Allah be pleased with him and the hadith in the collection of الإمام مسلم رحمة الله عليه which is saying, or the meaning is, the most excellent prayer, the best, the most rewarded prayer after the obligatory prayer is the voluntarily prayer that you do when? By night. Okay? By night. Sahajjud. Salat al-layl. Okay? Your mind is not on the stove. Or the rice is going to be burned. Okay? Your mind is not about the kids need a bottle. Your mind is not to understand. Everything understands the only thing is that there is a shaitan here in America day and night, man, 24/7. Okay? You found the stores open, you found the TVs running, the channels still, you see? But mostly in the night, most businesses and occupations and things that takes your attention is mostly calmed, okay? Or at least closed down for, shut down for a couple of hours. And this make you be willing to be more devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay? And really be in your prayer. Because some people, they be in prayer, but they are not in prayer. Their body in the prayer, but their heart and their mind is not in the prayer. And this is one of the reasons you found that the most excellent prayer is what? The prayer by night, which all these needs and wants been fulfilled, and people sleeping, closing shots, all these things, so you can really free yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your mind and your heart. And we should try, inshallah, to test some of this kind of feeling to get up during the night and to pray and see the sweetness of making salah at night. Hadith number... Hadith number 293... same page 134 وعن أبي أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الوتر حق على كل مسلم من أحب أن يوتر بخمس فليفعل ومن أحب أن يوتر بثلاث فليفعل ومن أحب أن يوتر بواحدة فليفعل رواه الأربعة إلى الترمذي وصححه ابن حبان ورجح النساء وقفه please حبيب بوس if in the collection of النسائي and in Sunan Abu Dawood and Sunan Ibn Majah in the collection of الإمام أحمد رحمة الله عليه and this hadith is موقوف okay And the narration which is mawquf, that means reported by the Sahabi, not been lifted up to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is authentic. Which is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showing us a different form of making witr. That the witr can be five, or can be three, or can be one, okay? That the witr prayer, the odd number, that you pray five rak'at, together or that you pray three rak'at together or that you perform one rak'at by itself, and all this you call it witr. Okay? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that witr is a duty upon every Muslim. And when he say duty, that means strongly recommended, because the only obligatory prayers that if you neglected you will be punished is the morning prayer, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha. And this Arabi, the Bedouin man, came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Oh Prophet of Allah, teach me about Islam. Tell me what Allah make it obligatory on me." He said, "Khams salat fil yawm wal layl." Five prayers during the day and night. He said, "Alayya ghayruha?" Did Allah command me? Don't come back this way. Say, did Allah make something more on me? A must? He said, if you want, do something voluntarily, okay? If you want to do it voluntarily, this is something different. But what is a must is five time prayers, okay? So this is what we understand from the hadith, that duty on a Muslim is not a duty, that means if you neglected, you will be punished. Okay, but it is strongly recommended that you shouldn't neglect it. Okay, but let's say that somebody neglected intentionally. What's going to happen to him? He will be diverted, or is not going to be taking the reward, the blessings. But will he punish for it? No. You be punished for the obligatory only. So the Prophet ﷺ said, if you wish to make your witr five rak'at, make it five. If you want to make it three, make it three. If you want to make one, it's still acceptable and correct. Hadith number 294, وعن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال ليس الوتر بحتم كهيئة المكتوبة ولكن سنة سنها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ليس الوتر بحتم كهيئة المكتوبة. This hadith, although that explains the hadith before, but the isnad, the chain of the hadith is weak. And the hadith in the collection of Ibn Hibban and At-Tabarani. But because Isa ibn Jariyah, a man by name Isa ibn Jariyah, in the chain of the hadith, okay, and this man has all kind of narration, so the scholars, they found this man have make interruption for the chain of the hadith, so the hadith classified to be weak, and we leave it alone. In hadith number 295, page 135, عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قام في شهر رمضان ثم انتظروه في القابلة فلم يخرج وقال إني خشيت أن يكتب عليكم الوتر. رواه ابن حبان. السلام عليكم. I made a mistake here. Hadith, which one that said? 294. Let's go back again to it, please. This hadith by Ali. The hadith by Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu قال ليس الوتر بحتم كهيئة المكتوبة ولكن سنة سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رواه الترمذي وحسن والحاكم وصححه. narrated علي ابن ابي طالب رضي الله عنه. The witr prayer is not obligatory as a compulsory prayer is, but it is a sunnah which was sanctioned by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Okay. This hadith is authentic. This hadith in the collection of At-Tirmidhi. This hadith is authentic. This hadith in the collection of At-Tirmidhi and Al-Imam An-Nisa'i, Al-Hakim and Sheikh Al-Albani Hafizahullah, he said that this hadith is authentic. Okay? That this hadith is authentic. The second hadith, which is 295, okay, hadith number 295 is the hadith that I meant to say that is weak, okay. Hadith number 295, which reported by Jabir, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed during Ramadan. Then the Sahaba waited for him to come out the following night, and that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not come out. This hadith is weak. The hadith in the collection of Ibn Hibban and Tabarani, and in this hadith a man by name Isa ibn Jariya is a weak. So this man had caused the interruption and the corruption in the isnad, the chain of the hadith. So this is made the hadith to be weak. The next hadith, number 296, which Kharija ibn Huzafa. This hadith also, we are not going to bother with it because this hadith is weak. Although that this hadith in the collection of Abu Dawood, At-Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Al-Bayhaqi, Wa-Tabarani. Excuse me?
Even though Al-Hakim created it as Sahih.
Yes. As I said, the hadith in the collection of Abu Dawood, At-Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Wal-Bayhaqi, Wal-Tabarani, Wal-Hakim. Imam Al-Bukhari said, we don't know any isnad, okay, for this hadith. And Imam Al-Bukhari said that is weak. And in the collection of Ibn Hibban said the isnad and the chain is broken. And the matn, the hadith itself is, and isnad is munqati'. Now, this is important here to pay attention now. Sheikh Al-Albani, he investigated the hadith. He said, Al-Illa Jahalat ibn Rashid. And this is the man which is been authenticated by Ibn Hibban. Anyway, Sheikh Al-Albani had authenticated this hadith. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. The meaning of the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had extended to you or had give you with a prayer, or bless you with a prayer that is much rewarded or much better than all this worldly thing. Okay? And this is Salat al-Witr, the odd number prayer that you make it before, after Salat al-Isha and before the morning prayer. Okay? This shows you also the importance of Salat al-Witr. Hadith number 297. وعن عبد الله ابن بريدة عن أبيه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الوتر حق فمن لم يوتر فليس منا. Okay. This hadith إسناده منقطع. Is in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood and Al-Hakim and Ahmad. There is inqita', that means the chain of the hadith is broken. Okay, so we could not classify it except to be broken in the chain, so we could not utilize it. The next hadith in page 137, وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت ما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يزيد في رمضان ولا في غير على 11 ركعة يصلي أربعا فلا تسأل عن حسنهن وطولهن ثم يصلي أربعا فلا تسأل عن حسنهن وطولهن ثم يصلي ثلاثة. قالت عائشة فقلت يا رسول الله أتنام قبل أن توتر؟ قال يا عائشة إن عيني تنام ولا ينام قلبي. متفق عليه. Let's see how many more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. We have about 15 hadith more to go, and it's time for the adhan. So it seems that we're going to have to go with another class concerning the optional prayer. We close the subject with this last hadith. Inshallah, we give more details about it. But this was the habit or the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that regardless if Ramadan or other than Ramadan, he did not do more than 11 rak'ah during the night. Okay, this is an additional of what he used to do during the day. But the night prayer for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regardless if Ramadan or other than Ramadan, all what he used to do, what he used to make 11 rak'ah. This is qiyam al-layl for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time during his life. So brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us and give us the ability that we increase our optional prayer and our optional good deed. And from this hadith today, we see the importance of the salat al-tatawwa, the optional voluntarily prayer. It brings us closer to Allah, it makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us more. It will be a means to fix and correct our mistakes and to make up for the deficiency in our salah in the day of judgment. So inshallah, let's try our best that increase our obedience to Allah by making more optional prayer. When you enter the masjid, you pray two rak'at. Before Dhuhr, you pray sunnah, and after Dhuhr, you pray sunnah. Before Asr, and it's not sunnah after Asr, you should make sunnah before Maghrib and after Maghrib, before Isha. In general, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us bayna kull adhanayn salah, or sallu bayna kull adhanayn, the meaning of the hadith, that between every two adhans there is a salah. The adhan, the two adhans, that means the adhan and the iqama. Anytime there is adhan call and there is iqama, so between the adhan and the iqama there is a sunnah that you can make it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I know there is some questions and some concerns, but we did not finish the class yet. So if you can hold inshallah your question for the next class, and after we finish everything, now we can come with the questions if it's not answered during the class. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. We close here, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all for your coming and your listening. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us to the Sirat al-Mustaqim and firm our heart and our feet on it, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.